Walking down Canal Street in New York's Chinatown, there's no multiplex movie theater, but it's not long before you're offered all the latest movies.
The latest one is Talladega Nights, then Lady in the Water, John Tucker Must Die, and there are a bunch of monster houses, cars, Superman, X-Men.
Dave works at a tiny storefront off this busy street, mostly selling knockoff handbags and t-shirts that say things like New York City Mental Hospital and Don't Piss Me Off, I'm Running Out of Places to Hide the Bodies. But a few times a week, two Chinese women show up offering him pirated movie DVDs, so new that some aren't even in the theaters yet. He buys them for $2.50 and sells them for $5. And like certain other contraband vendors, he never tries his own product.
I don't watch bootleg DVDs. I go to the theater no matter what.
He doesn't really think of himself as breaking the law, he's just violating it. As proof, he says even the cops don't seem to care too much. Dave thinks they might be paid off to look the other way, and surprisingly, it actually bothers him.
City Hall is right there. It's happening right in front of City Hall, you know. It's mayor office right there. The precinct, one precinct is only 3 blocks away, and the other precinct is 4 blocks away. But still, it's not being stopped.
But it's funny, you almost sound like you wish it would be stopped, like there's something wrong with the fact that they're not stopping it, when in fact, actually, you know, you're making a couple bucks doing it, right?
Well, yeah, you know, from DVD, yeah, just a couple of bucks, you know, it's just not that much money from DVDs. We are not pirating the DVDs, you know, it's already pirated, it's doing somebody else. I mean, our complaint is if somebody want to, you know, go catch the people who want to selling the DVDs, they should go catch the guy who's copying it, who's doing the actual thing. Was making it.
It turns out the police are doing exactly what Dave wants. In early August, cops raided two buildings in Flatbush, Brooklyn, and Sergeant Robert Ward, who led the raid, says they arrested 8 DVD bootleggers and seized 71,000 pirated movies and CDs.
Now, these guys have movies from, like I said, that are in the theaters today. They had movies from the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, and back even further. They had old Boris Karloff black and white movies in there.
The locations were used to copy the movies and sell them to street vendors. Sergeant Ward says he was surprised by the level of professionalism of the setup and describes them as looking like a Tower Records, particularly at the second location they raided.
They had one large room with wire shelves completely around the room, overlooking Flatbush Avenue. I mean, a very expensive, what should be a very expensive store to rent. But they had, like I said, approximately 25,000 or so different CDs and DVDs, all of them bootlegged. And you would walk up there and the same thing, do your shopping. They had the bags ready to go. They would put your order in a bag for you. You pay your money and off you go.
Not surprisingly, Sergeant Ward was quick to dispense with Dave's conspiracy theories that the police are paid off. But like Dave, police put DVD piracy on a scale of badness, and it's sort of near the bottom.
There is people out there dedicated to it, but you know, it's New York City. It's New York City Police Department. There's a lot of concerns out there. So like anything else, the department addresses it as much as they can, but it's very hard to address every single issue.
The one group that's most interested in addressing the piracy issue are the people making the movies that are being pirated. Michael Robinson is vice president and director of the U.S. anti-piracy operation for the Motion Picture Association of America. He sees it simply.
I may not have the money to buy a Cadillac, that doesn't give me the right to go steal one or to go buy a Cadillac for $5 from someone else who stole it.
Robinson's playing the morality card because it's the most important one he's got. He knows his biggest challenge isn't getting police to arrest people like Dave, or even getting Dave to stop selling bootleg DVDs. It's that the group that seems to have the least problem with the legality of pirated DVDs is the public. People who would never dream of walking into a store and walking out with a DVD they didn't pay for often don't think twice about buying pirated DVDs. With blockbuster movie releases making hundreds of millions of dollars in just the first weekend, who could it hurt?
It's not just the producers and the actors and the directors that lose because of piracy. It is everyone. It is the individual theater operator, and it's the individuals that work inside that theater, right down to the kid who's working behind the concession stand. There's an awful lot of people out there who, if they just stopped and thought about what they were doing before they did it, wouldn't do it.
It's an uphill battle. Most crimes have a victim you can see, and most people buying bootleg DVDs are not thinking about that kid selling popcorn. So until the day we can all collectively agree that buying pirated movies is the same as stealing, you can head on down to Chinatown to get the latest releases from Dave.
You know, basically selling a bootleg or selling counterfeit, it is illegal. It's definitely illegal. But at the same time, like, you know, we sell whatever customer demand.
I'm Craig LaMolk, Columbia Radio News.